Okay, good morning. We are on, let's focus. Tav Samech Bet. Okay, we're about to start Gimel. Just a couple of quick points to finish up with Seif Bet. Okay. If there's a strong minhag where you have, there is, every year you fast, so then you don't have to do a new Kabbalah. Okay. But if it's just a minhag, then you don't have to finish it all the way till tzeis necessarily. All right, never mind. When we talk about the end yesterday, leaving the Beit Knesset, so if a person just has in like Aseret Yemei Tshuva, in general, it's just until they leave the shul, what does that mean? Rebbe explains that that means actually the zman of dav of Maariv, not actually davening Maariv. You just have to daven mincha. So for sure, that's for plaga mincha. That's good enough. After plaga mincha, you daven mincha, and then you go on. Then he points out others hold even from mincha gedola, unless it was it really depends on what the minhag every year is for that community. But he says you lemaisa, you could even rely at mincha Gedola. Okay, that was just and yesterday. And then you eat. Because it's just mikoach minhag that they fast in this community every year. The case was a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And nowadays, I don't think most communities have such a established minhag. So really, unless you make a Kabbalah, then there's no obligation whatsoever to finish your fast. Regarding fasting before a wedding, more of a later topic, but it was brought over here. So just to point out, many Ashkenazi poskim have it as a minhag, and some poskei Ashkenaz are not so happy with the minhag of fasting on the erev of a wedding. The Sfardim don't have it, so generally Sfardim will not fast in Ashkenazim. So yesh v'yesh. And if they do, so then it's stama when a chassan makes upon himself to fast, unless he explains otherwise, it's known that once the wedding hits, then it's automatically over. So unless you say beferush otherwise, it's obviously implied that the chassan's only fasting until the chuppah. And then when the chuppah happens, so then he drinks and it's over. Okay. And also, just to explain,
isn't
it's the source.
Case by all Ashkenazim as well?
I believe so. As soon as the chuppah happens, fast is over. I don't think anyone fasts past that.
Fast on wine regardless.
And then, just to explain a difference, again, Lamaisa, I don't think it makes a difference nowadays for us, but it's in the Ramah and the Truma Sedeshin. What's the difference between Aseret Yemei Tshuva and the 3 weeks? That one he says to keep fasting until Shkia, and one he says until Tzeis. The difference is when you're fasting on the past, when the custom is you're making you're fasting on something that happened in the past for a Churban, so then in order to feel the full effect mistama, it's until tzeis. But when if a person is just fasting for the sake of the 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, or during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, it's just for the purposes of tshuva. And so you just want to make yourself suffer a little bit, and it's not for necessarily the same full-fledged fast. But really, again, it just boils down to the minhag, but that's the explanation. Now in Gimel, okay, it says, Yachid shekibel alav tainis stam be'erev Shabbos. A person is accepting upon himself to fast on Friday. He accepts it on, that's what it means. You accept it on Thursday to fast on Friday. So the fast, your tainus yachid, is all day Friday, and it enters into Shabbos. So when do you stop? When do you have to stop? So tzarich lihitanot ad tzeis hakochavim. You must fast until tzeis hakochavim. In order for it, first of all, that's astam kabbalah, means until tzeis, so you have to fast until tzeis. And for it to count for a previous neder has to be until tzeis, and to say anenu, especially according to the Shulchan Aruch, everything has to be until tzeis. Im lo sheperish bishat kabbalah tainis ad sheshlimu atzibur tefilasan. However, you don't have to fast until tzeis if you specified when you accepted the fast, it's only until you finished davening.
So you can say, or you should say, until after the early Shabbos davening.
Sure, that'd be a great, very explicit. I don't know. Probably if you say whenever I finish davening, that should be enough. But yeah, explicit's always good. Okay, Dalit. Tainit chalom. Person who fasts has a bad dream. He wakes up in the morning and he's going to fast all day today. Sarich litanot ad seis hakochavim. If you're going to count it as a full fast, then you have to, and to say anenu, then you want to say, you have to fast until tzeis hakochavim. V'afilu be'erev Shabbos. Even if it happens on Erev Shabbos. Right? Kol shekein, because even if you fast, you'll have to do a tainis chalom and fast even on Shabbos itself. So certainly, Shabbos itself, it's not doche, a fast. If you have a fast, in general, it goes until tzeis, unless you specify, and you just have, even though Shabbos started, you just have to wait until after tzeis. I don't know.
Okay.
I think we're on to hey. Hey. Kol tainis shel kiblu ala v'yachin bod yom. Eino tainis. So this is a mimer from Shmuel in the Gemara in tainis, where it says, in order for a tainis to be considered a tainis, now in order to fulfill a previous nether, obviously if you make a nether right now, I'm going to fast for the next hour. You have to fast, you have to keep your nether. But in order to fulfill a previous nether, that you're going to fast for a full day, you just didn't specify what day that is, so sometime in the future, you're going to now fulfill your nether. So in order to fulfill a nether of a stam fast that you were makabel on yourself as a nether, it must be, until tzeis, we learned, and now we're learning, it, you have to accept it beforehand. You can't just wake up one day and realize, oh, I just fasted. Perfect. No. A fast for a nether only counts when you do it as a chiyuv, you have a kabbalah, you accept it upon yourself, you're taking it seriously, and it's also harder that way, in general, right? In general, if you know you have to do something, you have more of a yitzhar to break it. If it's voluntary, I mean, there's always different ways to look at everything, but often we say a person gets more schar if you're chayav to do a mitzvah, than if it's voluntary. Because that's when the Yetzirah wants to kick in more, or just more difficult, because you're aware of what you can't do. It's just not happens on the side. So, in order for it to count, you have to accept it from the previous day. Like, even at night doesn't help. In order to count as a tainis for a neder and for saying anenu. Now again, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch holds that you don't say anenu unless it's a full proper tainis. According to the Rama, he lets you say anenu
as long as you're fasting
in shomea tefila, because it's a tefila. Then it's a big question: do you say the words b'yom ta'anit or b'yom ta'anitenu? Okay, that's a machlokas. You should or shouldn't. I know everyone's a fan of the Mishnah Berurah, so the Mishnah Berurah holds generally you do say b'yom ta'anit. Unless you have like a double negative, like it's a situation where you know you're only going to fast. He writes, if you know you're only going to fast until Shkia, but not fulfill it until Tzeis. So he says, because it's a two Sveikas there, he says, okay, fine, don't say Yom Ta'anitenu. That's his Pshar a little bit. But anyways, different poskim say to say or not to say. And just to point out, according to Ashkenazim, they only say Anenu all year at Mincha time, never Shacharis, as far as I know. But Sfardim make no difference. If you're fasting all day, you say it Shacharis and Mincha.
The Tzibur says it Shacharis.
The Shaliach Tzibur also says it. Yeah, by Ashkenazim also. Yeah. Really, we're talking about Tainas Yachid, is where it really. But you're right. So, right, the Shaliach Tzibur will say it by Ashkenazim, but the Yechidim won't say it. which is interesting. I'm not sure why. But the Sfardim will always say it every Shacharis, every Mincha, assuming you accepted it upon the day before, and you're going to fast until Tzeis, and you're planning to fast until Tzeis. Okay, that's good. Haggah. So the Haggah Rama specifies what we just said. We just said you have to be makabel mi ba'od yom. What are we talking about? Lit palel anenu, for the purposes of anenu. Right, again, we just mentioned the machlokas, how it works out for Svardim and Ashkenazim, whether it's for Tzibur or Yachid. But the main point is it matters for anenu, and velo yanim chayav tanit stam vitanekach leyetzai de nidro. And it also, it's in order to fulfill your neder. That if you didn't have it in mind, you weren't yotzei your neder. Mihu. Yesh omrim demit pala anenu. Here we're going to see. But some say you should still say anenu. In other words, when the Gemara says, or Shmuel says, in Tainus, you don't say anenu, it's the Gemara says, it's not a Tainus unless you accept it mi ba'od yom. So the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rishonim, that means it's going on both anenu and the neder. And the Ramah has the opinion, it's only, that statement is only going on to fulfill a neder, but you can still say anenu. That's not what was intended when Shmuel said that. Mio yeshom dimitval anenu, v'chen nira li linhog b'taynes yachid. And so that's what we should do on a taynes yachid, say anenu in shomei tefila. Ulekuli alma, hamitan etaynit chalom itpalel anenu. And everyone says, if it's a taynes chalom, then you do say anenu. Okay, right? Even the Shulchan Aruch writes that, as long as you're planning to keep it until tzeis. Alpha pi shalok kiblo alav me'etmo, even though you didn't accept it upon yourself.
In other words, you accepted it this morning.
Right. That's the definition of a tainus chalom. You just woke up.
Yeah.
And you didn't know you're going to have that dream. Exactly. So the tainus chalom is the only time where you don't have to accept it from the day before. I don't believe it helps for a neder, though. Okay, as far as I know. It does a previous neder, but it does help for this tainus chalom. Okay. And when you... I think that's it.
Also,
Taniyot
from Shivas and Thomas don't require Kabbalah.
So that's Tainus Tzibor. So right now we're discussing Tainus Yachid. The Tzibor is already Machriz and Makabal for you. Here we're learning Tainus Yachid. The part about Kabbalah. Right? That's what it writes. Shalai Kubu Allah Vayachid. And the Mishnah Berurah points out the Rif. See, the Shmuel doesn't really explain himself. He just says you have to accept it from the previous day. And the Rif uses the Pasuk Kachu Tzom. The Gemara uses that Pasuk also, but for a different halacha about... But for this purposes, it's you have to prepare yourself ahead of time. And so you have to have a Kabbalah ahead of time. Okay, whatever. Kind of an Asmachta. Right, and whatever you accept upon yourself, again, it's not. It may not help you for a neder. We said this before, but okay, fine. Let's go on. Fine, vav. Okay, ematay mekablo. Now, when should you lechatchila accept? Chazal said, when's the best time to accept it? Right, we said you have to do it the day before, but when? Betfilas hamincha. It needs to be mincha time. And bedavka lechatchila during the mincha service itself. Right? Because it's supposed to, you want to accept it samuch, very close to when it starts. So the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila, ideally it should be mincha katana, but really it could be any time mincha gedola once you're starting to daven mincha. B'shomeyat, omer b'shomeyat tefila. So the Shulchan Aruch gives you two choices, lechatchila. Either you do it during shomeyat tefila, or after you finish the main portion of the Shemona Asrei, the 18-19 brachos, kodim shi'akor aglav, but do it before you finish. In other words, right? You know, you're still omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're still davening, you're still saying Elokai Netzor or other tefilos that you want to add. People say psukim for their names or whatever they want to still say. There's still Shemona Esrei is not over, right? We learned this for other halachos of going back. So either you say it before Elokai Netzor, or in the middle, or afterwards. Usually it's before or after, depending what you prefer. But it's before you take your steps back. That's the other option. And then, Hareini Betainis Yachid Machar. So then you say, I'm accepting upon myself. It's not that you just, you know, in your head imagining, oh, I'm going to fast tomorrow. It has to be like a proper tomorrow. That's it. It's like a neder. I'm making a decision. And I'm accepting upon myself tomorrow. I'm fasting. Yiratzon shtei tefilati biyom ta'aniti mekubelet. And it should be yiratzon that my tefillah on my fast day should be accepted. Right? You want your tefillahs to work. So it needs to be a full proper tainus. And that's the those are the words from Hareini until the end. Again, there could be other nuschaos, but that's the ikar nusach according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's go on. V'im lo hotzi b'fiv. Now, let's say you didn't say it verbally. Im hirher b'livo shu mekabel tanis l'machar havei kabbalah. So just in your head, you're just thinking. So then, that in itself is 100% a kabbalah that now you're chayev to, and you fulfill. You fulfill your neder, you fulfill your fast, and you can say aneinu. Okay. Mishnah Berurah compares it to a neder for tzedakah. Because when a person gives tzedakah, a person has to, even if it's mental, and you accept upon yourself, now you have to give it. So it's similar category, but it works. Okay? Now, so the Mishnah Berurah points out, if a person just has a mind mentally, I think tomorrow's a good day, I'm going to fast. Tomorrow's going to be a fast day. But you don't like properly say, now I'm accepting upon myself as tomorrow a fast day, then you can still change your mind. You can go back. You don't have to make a whole Hataras Nadarim. Okay, it's only... But once you start fasting, if you have this quasi-Kabbalah, and then you actually start fasting, in other words, you're not eating when the day starts, and you're doing it consciously because you called it a fast day, so then... That together becomes like a neder, and now you do have to fast. Okay. Anyway, it's always better just to have in mind beferush what you're doing. Okay. And verbal is generally better. But you have to have this in mind when you're doing it mentally, this proper Kabbalah. It doesn't matter if it's verbal or mental. It has to be during mincha. Can't be the day before. Can't be the night. It has to be mincha time. Mincha ketana, mincha gedola, and lechatchila we do it during mincha, and if not, you can do it any time after mincha. That also works, as long as it's not shkia yet. And perhaps, whatever, Bein HaShemashas is its own question. Perhaps that works. Haga, v'tov yeter lekablo achar tefila. I guess part of it depends if you hold Shmuel's halacha, that's a din d'oraisa, din d'rabbana. All right, v'tov yeter lekablo achar tefila mi b'sha'at tefila kadei shelo lahafsik tefilaso. And according to the Ramah, he says actually it's better to do it not during shomea tefila. Save it for Elokai Netzor.
Let's start thinking.
Maybe. Mishnah Berurah says even for those who want to follow the Ramah, which he probably does recommend doing, he would say many achronim say it's better to think it even during shomea tefila. It's better to do it verbally, and the question is when to do it verbally. Machloket Shulchan Aruch Rama, and then again, if you're afraid you're going to forget and it's important to you, I would probably just do it in Shomei Tefillah. But then there's the verbal, the mental also, which is gets you out of your, in case you forget, which is recommended. Okay, Zion, let's go on. Kibo Alav Tainis, B'Tefillah Semencha. No, you accept it upon yourself, just the way you're supposed to, the way we learned, during mincha, okay? Alpha pishu ochel v'shota b'layla lo hifsid klum. You just, even though you did eat and drink all night long, you didn't lose anything. In other words, it's even though you accepted it the day before, which is the way you have to do it, and the tainus only starts in the morning, so of course, all night long, for the rest of the day after mincha, and all night long after mincha, that whole night, mutar lechatchila. It's not like lo hifsid klum, you did something not so kosher. No. Really, it means, it's just an expression. Lechatchila, you really should eat, because you don't want to make yourself sick. In other words, it's mutar lechatchila to eat at night. V'chein, im kibel alav lit'anot shalosh arba yamim oyoter, ze achar ze lit'anot bayamim, v'yochal b'leilos. So we learned, you have to do a Kabbalah, the mincha, before your ta'ina starts. So what if you want to do, I don't know, 3 days in a row, right? Every single day, you want to eat every night and fast every day. That was a little more common in the olden days, before my time.
Ramadan style.
Ramadan style, there you go. Okay, so 3 days in a row. So do you have to make a Kabbalah every single mincha, every single day, the mincha before? So he says, you don't have to. Afal pi shehu ochel kol laila, lo yafsid klum, it's not a problem. Dehave Kabbalah lekulam. When you accept it ahead of time, it's a Kabbalah for all of them, because they're all the days are connected. So you're allowed to do one Kabbalah for many days if they're one after the other without a break. We'll see about the other case. Okay, so that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Haggah continues even more. And if you accept upon yourself to fast, stam, you say, I'm accepting 2 days in a row, so it's understood. Of course you're allowed to eat at night in between. Unless you explicitly say, I'm fasting also in the night in the middle, right, the middle, the, okay, af al halayla, even for that night time. Because mistama, we know you only have in mind to fast during the day and not at the night in between. Va'az mitpalo kol yom b'menchanenu. And then, for both days, it counts as a fast, and you say, anenu. Okay. Chet. Im kib.
The Mishapura says it's a toast company.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure if it means anything. Okay.
So he's called on the Mechaber?
Who is?
The Ramah?
No.
Without being Mechaber for multiple days?
No, he agrees 100%. He agrees. There's no difference. They're only adding that even if you accept 2 days Stam, it does not include the night in between. That's just the only thing he says, the only thing he adds.
But then he says that you should be Mechaber the second time.
No, he doesn't.
Where?
No, he doesn't. You don't have to accept again. You accept one time for 2 days. As long as they're consecutive and you have them in mind at the same time, it works. Yeah, but not a Kabbalah, just davening aninu. Chet. Now we're going to have, I think we'll stop after this. Chet. In kibbeh alav b'tfilah semenachah shalosh or arba taniyos v'lo ritzufim zeh achar zeh. What if you want to accept multiple days in advance? Right now, tomorrow is a tainus, right? You can't do it extra early, but so tomorrow is a tainus. But with tomorrow, I want to do Kabbalah also for other days, like some of us are familiar with Bahab, Monday and Thursday. They're not together. So there's 2 days in between. And it could be for another week. So what do you do then? Monday, Thursday, v'yesh mi shemistapek. So it's a machlokas, it's a question. Im sagi b'kabbalah achas l'kulam. If one works for all of them, or im sarich kabbalah l'kol echad v'echad, or you have to do it for each one. So, therefore, one should be machmer l'chadchila according to the Shulchan Aruch. Haga, mihu nagu ha'olam, but what is the minhag ha'olam, the Rama writes? No, l'kablam b'kabbalah achas v'sagi v'hachi. You can have a suffix, but davar. What are the people doing? The minhag is one works. And that's the opinion of some of the rabbis, but that's the accepted halacha. And so the Mishnah Berurah just points out the minhag many in some shuls is, as I think Gershon mentioned yesterday, that in shul the chazan makes a meshaberach or whatever he says, a tefillah or a kabbalah. It's a kabbalah. You say a kabbalah in shul. It should be a mincha time, I'm assuming. And he gets up and he says that the whole shul, whatever, the community is accepting a fast. Whoever is
blessed are those who accept.
And then if you answer amen and you have in mind to be as a Kabbalah, then you're included. And then you have to fast. All right.